AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A few days after Christmas, the House was in session. There was an override of President Trump's veto of a defense bill. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Two-thirds been in the affirmative. The bill is passed.
The House has set the stage for the first veto override of the Trump administration. After President Trump said the defense policy bill, which offered pay raises to troops and authorized hundreds of billions of dollars for military projects, would restrict his ability to conduct foreign policy. Trump also wanted to tie the bill to a demand for limits on social media companies that he says showed bias against him. But House Armed Services Committee Chair Congressman Adam Smith.
It is enormously important that we pass this bill.
Says the National Defense Authorization Act is crucial.
We can be done and we can be proud of what we have accomplished.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to call an override vote this week in the Senate as well. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The House also approved a big increase in the amount in checks going out to Americans in the coronavirus economic stimulus bill signed by President Trump. Instead of $600, it would be $2,000. This is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
This isn't a big stimulus package. The COVID bill is a emergency supplemental, but this piece will make it something very important.
Texas hit a new record of coronavirus hospitalizations, smashing the previous high mark set in July. As coronavirus hospitalizations stabilize in parts of California, patients continue to overwhelm hospitals in a large area of the state. Governor Gavin Newsom warned Californians to brace for the effect of a surge upon surge upon surge from recent holiday travel. President-elect Joe Biden says he's facing pushback in the Defense Department and the Office of Management and Budget in his transition. This is AP News. British hospitals are canceling non-urgent procedures and are looking for bed space for coronavirus patients.
British authorities are blaming a new variant of the coronavirus for soaring infection rates in London and southeast England. They say the new version is more easily transmitted than the original, but stress there's no evidence it makes people sicker. In response, authorities have put a large part of England that's home to 24 million people under restrictions that require non-essential shops to close, bar indoor socializing, and allow restaurants and pubs only to operate for takeout. Even so, hospital admissions for COVID-19 in southeast England are approaching or exceeding the levels seen at the first peak of the outbreak. Sarah Shackley, London.
South Africa is reimposing a ban on the sale of alcohol and ordering the closure of all bars as part of new restrictions to help the country battle a resurgence of the coronavirus. The new variant of the virus has been reported in South Africa. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.